A lot of people try to put forth the new King James as being just like the King James, just a little bit easier to understand. They got rid of the these and the thous, etc. But in fact, the new King James is very different than the King James. And in fact, it makes changes that affect key biblical doctrines. Look at Matthew 7:14. The King James Bible reads, "Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." The word straight there, S-T-R-A-I-T, is a synonym of narrow. So Jesus is just reiterating the fact, look, it's a narrow way. There are few people that are saved. Listen to the same verse in the New King James. "Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So the King James Bible is saying that the way of salvation is a narrow way. The New King James has changed that to say that it is a difficult way, that it is difficult or hard to be saved. Well, if you believe that salvation is by faith alone, it's easy to be saved. If you believe that salvation is a free gift, it's easy to be saved because Jesus did all the work. We just need to believe on him alone, his death, his burial, his resurrection. But for those who teach salvation by works, well, difficult is the way. Makes sense for them because they have to work their way to heaven. It's very hard for them to get to heaven because they have to live a good life, keep all the commandments, etc. Look, this is a key change that affects doctrine. The King James Bible is not saying that it's difficult because the King James Bible teaches that salvation is by faith and that it is simply the gift of God, whereas the New King James is saying it's difficult, it's hard, making it sound like you have to work for it or work your way to heaven.